Hey, it's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. Coming up, there have been some contentious school board meetings in Wisconsin and beyond lately, often involving controversial issues. The authors of a new book say there needs to be more community involvement in schools. Find out why with the authors of The Open System, Redesigning Education and Reigniting Democracy. Now, another statewide air quality alert has been issued today as wildfires continue to rage in Canada. These wildfires are extreme. In British Columbia, the area burned is more than 5,000% the average amount. Nova Scotia, 4,000% more area than average. This is part of a long-term trend of fires becoming worse. The smoke and pollutants are drifting all the way down to Wisconsin and a lot of the eastern seaboard of the United States. As a result, we're under that statewide air quality alert. So what does that mean for our health? You could join in at 800-642-1234. How has the bad air quality impacted your life? Are you at a high risk? Do you have to be extra careful? Has the bad air quality over the last few weeks affected your health and your behavior? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Angela Tin is National Senior Director of the Clean Air Initiative for the American Lung Association. Angela, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we've been getting a lot of these air quality alerts in Wisconsin lately. Can you give us a sense of what we're seeing around the Midwest and around the country when it comes to the impact of this wildfire smoke?
Yes, around about 2.5 weeks ago, this all started, and we've been having high ozone and high particulate days in the Midwest, reaching down into the Florida area and especially out east.
When we have this current status, unhealthy for sensitive groups, that's our statewide alert right now. Who are we talking about there?
Originally, it started out sensitive groups, which are generally children who have a faster breathing rate and elderly people who have diminished lung capacity. However, it is unhealthy for all people right now.
When we see a warning like this, what do we do, particularly those people at higher risk? But what in general can we do to minimize our risk when we have these air quality alerts?
First off, you have to be knowledgeable, so you have to pay attention to these alerts, and you have to have a plan. A lot of the things you need to do is to go indoors, have all medications available, close the house, the doors up, have the air on a recirculating mode, have the air conditioner on, and generally have a plan for staying indoors during the episode.
For people who do want to get some time outside, I've seen suggestions that, okay, earlier in the morning tends to be the best time to do that when we've got air quality alerts. Is that generally true?
It is generally true, but because of the smoke, we're in a different situation. So you may have smoke any time of the day. So generally, normal warnings are not always accurate.
Talking to Angela Tin with the American Lung Association, looking at air quality, bad air quality with wildfire smoke and more. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Angela, of course, we have the wildfire smoke on our minds a lot right now. What are some of the other things that can contribute to bad air quality in communities?
What we have is a lot of situations where we have transportation sources, whether they're cars or trucks or railroads. A lot of the transportation sources and high heat causes excess ozone and particulate matter.
Have we seen improvements with things like the Clean Air Act? Are for these non-wildfire sources of bad air quality, have things gotten better at all over time?
Yes, as we look over time, and generally that's what we do is to look over time and see if there are improvements. And there have been downward trends in ozone levels in most of the United States, a little bit more trouble with the particulates, but we have been generally seeing downward trends. Although this summer, we're going to see lots of upward spikes.
Now, we worry on these bad air quality days about the acute impacts, again, particularly for people who are sensitive to those things. How about long-term exposure? What do we know about what this means for our health if we have consistently bad air quality?
Yes, there are short-term effects, there's long-term effects, and there are cumulative effects. And there's been a lot of studies on short-term effects, and we know how it affects us. And we know that even after 24 hours after the smoke dissipates, we still suffer short-term effects. Long-term effects, there's been a lot of studies, and there needs to be a lot more studies And definitely there will be some systemic effects.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Karen joins us in Madison. Karen, hi.
Hi. 2 weeks ago when the fire started, I was walking somewhere on the near east side of Madison and was short of breath. And I couldn't figure out why. I do have asthma, but don't really have to take meds for it. And then someone told me the air quality was terrible and that ozone was a problem. But I want to say more than that. I want to say what we need to do right now is stop what we're doing. You know, you're talking about the effect of smoke on human beings, like human beings are the pinnacle of life, and we cannot exist without this planet. We should have stopped this in 1960, and right now we should stop carbon emissions. We should talking like having fires that are so many thousand more acres than normal, quote unquote normal. Is something that we're going to deal with is just, you know, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Gotcha. Karen, thanks for the call. We're going to look into some of the science with climate change and forest fires or wildfires in just a few minutes. But Angela, Karen's main point there that dealing with climate change might end up having a beneficial effect for our air quality. What do you think?
Yes, it will. And especially, you know, the causes of the wildfires, there's many different types of causes. Some of it is just through natural causes like storms and lightning. There could be accidental causes. There could be upkeeps of the forest land that they don't have enough protection. So certainly when the air is dry and the land is hot, there seems to be indicative of a lot more burns.
Thanks a lot for that call, Karen. And Karen mentioned also at the outset she has asthma, usually doesn't need medication to control it. Given that we're having air quality problems, this is a time for people with conditions like asthma to maybe rethink whether they need to have those inhalers around and other treatments.
Yes, they should always talk to their doctors, you know, before they make those kind of decisions. They should probably try to get indoors, but remember, smoke can get indoors too.
Thanks for the call, Karen. Tom joins us now in Milwaukee. Tom, hi.
Hi. I was watching a commercial broadcast TV station yesterday, and the meteorologist had said that the problem is not the smoke coming down from Canada. It's just a question of warm weather and the sunlight hitting ground level pollution, which is causing ozone. Which is it? And is it safe to go out for a healthy person to exercise?
Tom, thanks for the call. My understanding, Angela, is that we're under an ozone warning right now in Wisconsin, for example, but that wildfire smoke is part of the reason for that. Is that right?
Yes. Ozone and particulate matter. Remember, the smoke is the particulate matter. But what happens is that, there's also things burning, chemicals burning as part of the fires that could increase the amount of ozone. And yes, ozone is a normal consideration, especially when it's hot. But we haven't gotten into the heart of summer yet. And it's just a little bit early for the ozone season to be hitting full blast like it is now.
Tom, thanks for that call. And Angela, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today. That's Angela Tin, National Senior Director of the Clean Air Initiative for the American Lung Association. She joined us for a look at poor air quality and how it affects our health. Next, we'll find out why wildfires are so bad right now in Canada and how wildfire smoke gets all the way down to southern Wisconsin, and learn about efforts to predict when and where this kind of smoke will affect our health. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you concerned about ongoing exposure to air pollution? What questions do you have? What policies would you like to see related to forest fires and air pollution? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And let us know, are you feeling this in your community, in your backyard? Post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or call 800-642-1234. We'll pick up that conversation coming up here on Central Time.